Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I am so delighted that you took time out of your day to join me here on this show. We are going to talk a little bit about a topic that I think is really important, and maybe you haven't heard of it before, and maybe you have, but we're going to talk about it here on the show. But before I do that, I want to just say to all my faithful listeners, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in every week. You are the best. And I just love you and extend virtual hugs to all of you. Thank you so much. We do our best to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. But not only that, but we try to bring programming that in the areas of branding, sales, marketing, social media, tech knowledge. But we also talk about relationships as well, because I do feel that we are all relational and we need to know how to get along with each other. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. And for those who are new, welcome to the show today. Today I'm going to, just for a moment, just talk to you about a topic that's really important. You know, as business owners, sometimes we get so busy in our day-to-day, we get so busy in trying to take care of business, do our numbers. We're trying our best to make sure that everybody's been productive, trying our best to be productive, and trying to make sure that we take care of our taxes for the business, trying to make sure that we're taking care of all the issues that come up in a day, putting out fires. We do a lot as business owners. We really, really do. And because we are so involved with so many things, sometimes we don't take care of ourselves. You don't take care of yourself. And I have done a show on things that you need to do to manage yourself. And I hope that you are doing those things that we talked about, because it's really, really important that you do. And not only that, but also making sure that you make time and take time to give back, And some of you are saying, well, you know, I do give back. I'm involved in charitable organizations. I give to other companies and other organizations. I help families during special holidays, during Thanksgiving, during the Christmas season. And you're saying that you give back maybe to your community of faith. Oh, I think all of that is wonderful. I really, really do. But you know what? That's not the type of giving back that I'm speaking of. I know you're probably wondering, well, what type of giving is there? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I'm really excited to bring this topic to you. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about when I talk about you giving back. It's not what you think. Right here, this is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. And a boy, radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a delight to have you with me here on the show. And today we are talking about things that you can do to give back to your community. And I know you're probably wondering, like I said before the break, that you're already giving back. Well, I want to share with you some things that I think as business owners, sometimes we don't think about, sometimes we forget. We really, really do. But what am I speaking of? Although we are busy, we have a lot going on, I really believe that every business owner should look at being a mentor, giving back by being a mentor. If you think back over your career, it's very possible that there was someone in your life that mentored you and helped you to get to where you are today. And some people feel like, no, I did it on my own. I did everything myself. Nobody helped me. Well, I don't think that's true. I think if you really sit down and you process and you think about it, there were people that helped you. Even if it was just your family or your family experience or the lessons that you learned at a young age by someone that you looked up to, someone helped inspire you to be where you are today. And sometimes we don't think we have the time to mentor someone else or to give good counsel to someone else. But not only that, and I'm speaking of both ways, not only you being a mentor, but also having a mentor. Sometimes we think that the only people that have mentors are younger people. Well, even as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, it's good to have a business mentor because mentors can really give awesome wisdom with where you are. They can give you information as it relates to the industry. They may have awesome consultants that they work with. They may be able to put you into their network of contacts that you don't have. And having a business mentor can be a wonderful experience, not only for you, but if you're being a business mentor or mentor to someone else. But today I want to speak specifically about you being a mentor to someone else. In this world that we live in today, sometimes those who are getting into business or those who are trying to make it in this business world, it's kind of challenging to find someone that they can trust, that they can really depend on, and someone that can give them really good sound advice. And as a business owner, you may know that yourself. And if you're saying, well, I've only been in business for a year or less than a year, or you haven't been in business very long, it's okay. You can still be a mentor to someone, even if it's to high school students, college students, students in your community of faith, students in your neighborhood, or new business owners who haven't even gotten to the point where you are. You can still be a mentor. You can do workshops or possibly even free workshops to groups or organizations that's looking for someone that may know what you know, giving back. And the whole purpose is to help someone else to be a better person, a better business owner, helping people to avoid maybe some of the mistakes that you made, helping them to develop their skills by giving them suggestions as to, you know, some of the things that you did or some of the courses that you took or some of the places that you went to or online resources that you use or books that you read to get to where you are. So not only do they get to learn new ideas from you or maybe even new tactics, but you know what? The truth is, you may even learn something from those that you are mentoring, or better still, they may even at some point in their life need your services. And remember the fact that you were such a wonderful mentor to them, and they may refer you to their network. And, of course, the reason that you become a mentor, it genuinely is not for business purposes or for you to promote yourself. It truly is because you want to help someone to be in a better position or to better themselves, like maybe someone helped you years ago. And if you've already been in a situation, maybe you're in technology, or maybe you are an analyst, or maybe you are a doctor, attorney, it doesn't matter what your profession, being a mentor to share the lessons that you've learned and to share your experiences may help them to learn even quicker than you did. But not only does it help you to help them, but it could also expand your network. Because, again, if they really value your information or they thought that what you said was good, you may, unbeknownst to you, be building another social network that you're unaware of. And what do I mean by that? Well, people know people who know people who know people. And if they refer you on to someone else and they refer you on to someone else, you are building a network for free. It doesn't cost you anything to be a mentor. It really, really doesn't. And I think that being a mentor is so underrated. I really do. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to just talk a little bit further about being a mentor and how it benefits the community and it benefits others. And sometimes when you do good unto others, it comes right back to you. So being a good mentor, we're going to talk about that today. Yeah, you didn't know I was going there, did you? Or this is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm so delighted that you decided to join me today. And today we are talking about business owners. And we're talking about a topic that you probably don't hear a lot of because business owners are so busy, they have so much going on. But we're talking today about being a mentor, business owners, entrepreneurs, being mentors, no matter what your profession is, and how not only can it help you, but it can really benefit your community because you're giving back, pouring in to individuals who are connected to other people. And so many people, business owners, young people, they're looking for mentors. They're looking for someone that they can ask questions and get valuable responses, someone who's maybe been in where they're trying to go. And if you are going to be a mentor, like I mentioned before, you shouldn't have any ulterior motives. Mentoring is for the sake of mentoring, for the sake of pouring into someone or pouring into individuals so that they can avoid some of the mistakes that you've made and so that they can increase their skills and become a better person. And then they can go on to be a mentor and to share their experiences. There are so many rewards of being a mentor. And one of the best rewards is knowing that you've done something good to make a difference in someone's life. And if you don't have a mentee, if you're not currently a mentor, it may be something you want to add to your list of things to do. Becoming a mentor, it can make a huge difference, not only in your life, but in the life of those you're mentoring. Oh, and what better way to be known for than the fact that you made a difference in someone's life. You know, my dad used to tell me, if you want to be successful, you should surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are Well, I'm advising you today, do what a lot of smart people do. They pour into others and make a difference in their lives, and it all typically comes right back. You know, good begets good. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule, and I promise you, if you do that, you are going to make a difference, and you will be remembered for the difference that you have made. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon, and I hope you have a wonderful, productive week.